Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Happy Wednesday, and welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. Hey, girl. Hey, it is Michaela J., your host, your manifestation mentor, your spiritual BFF. I am here to teach you how to manifest your next level looks life. So let's do it. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another episode. Today's is going to be super fun because we're talking all about vision boards. And since it's the beginning of a new year, I thought this would be a really fun episode to introduce because we've honestly never talked about vision boards here. And I want to tell you about how I do it. I feel like they can be kind of self-explanatory when you're doing a vision board. You're obviously putting together images of your dream life or your vision and your goals and the things you want to manifest. But I do mine in a very specific way and strategic way for me to get into the energy of my desires. Because at the end of the day, the energy about the board is what matters. So we're going to get into all of that, how to infuse intention into the board and kind of little rituals or things that I do to be in the energy of all the things that I'm calling in. So I'm really excited about this. I think it's going to inspire you to make a vision board or redo one if you made one and add a little bit more spice to it. And I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. After this episode, if you do have a vision board or you put one together, I would love, love, love to see it. You can either share it on like an Instagram story and tag me at the Michaela J or post it inside of our Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation Facebook group. If you didn't know, we have a Facebook community. It's completely free of everybody from the podcast and from all of the internet places. But the link to join the Facebook group is always in the show notes. So you could share your vision board in there as well. I'm sure people would love, love, love to see it. And I know I'm going to want to see it after this episode together. So before we hop in, this week's sponsor is the 7 Days to the Monies course. This is my 7-day money manifestation shadow work program that so many of you already have. I think there's over 150 people in this program. It's so epic. I created 7 Days to the Monies in 2019 completely for myself. That's literally how this course came about. I needed to manifest $10,000 in cash in 7 days. And these journal prompts and the mindset shifts and the practices I share in the program are the exact things that I did, that I embodied, that I worked on in the 7 days that I manifested that cash, which surprise, surprise, actually no surprise at all. I did end up manifesting the $10,000 in 7 days. The money came in on the 7th day, which is super amazing. This program is self-study. So once you're in, you'll get access to a Facebook group with all the videos. You can still post in the Facebook group, ask questions, do all the things. And it's only $111. You get access for life. It's such a steal. The link for that will be in the show notes. As for our life update, we're making it a little bit more businessy this week. I have a very exciting and free announcement. I am hosting a free live masterclass next week. Now, if you have been to my masterclasses, you know they are a fucking hoot. If you have not, you definitely need to be there. We hop on live, we share a fun beverage, I talk a lot, I teach on a topic. We usually do Q&A. I'm interacting with you guys in the comments, and it is so much fun. I'm hosting the next one. I haven't done one in almost 2 months. So this is a big fucking deal. Everyone get excited. It's called The Art of Quantum Fucking Leaping. It's going to be so good. This free masterclass is going to be January 14th at 5 p.m. PST. If you can't make it live, of course, there will be a replay and you guys are going to be able to sign up in the show notes. But I wanted to do this masterclass fairly quickly into the new year, because I want to talk about how to quantum leap your results, right? Kind of an overnight success vibe. And I know overnight success doesn't actually exist because we're always building up to that one moment, but kind of that energy of like something could snap in right now in this moment. A result you want, a manifestation you desire could just pop into your life in the morning. It could happen overnight while you're sleeping. I want to talk about that because you can quantum shift into a different reality, stepping out of the rational, out of the practical, out of what makes sense, and just embody quantum magic, embody what it means to be in the quantum field and step into your power as a co-creator. It's going to be really juicy. It's going to be both parts, like manifestation and magical, magical manifesting, but also quantum science. So it's going to be so fun. It's going to be free. Like I said, it'll be like an hour long class. I can't wait to see who's going to be there. And to register and to secure your spot, all you need to do is go to the link in the show notes and sign up. And if you can't click the link for whatever reason, head over to Instagram and shoot me a message. I will give you the link there. Okay, let's jump into this vision board juiciness. I want to start off by talking super micro, how I make my vision board. So the very first thing I want to address is I do mine digitally. You can do a physical board. You can get like a poster. When I was in university, when I was really starting to get into all of this, I made a little collage and I hung it on my wall in my old college apartment. But I do them all digitally now. And that's because I'm on my devices every day. I always have my phone with me. I work on my computer. I look at my computer every single day. And I like to make it easy for myself, easy for this vision to be placed in front of me. Now, if you're the type of person who you have a certain spot in your house that you look at all the time, like maybe you're cooking and you can put one next to your oven, or maybe you can put one in your bathroom when you're getting ready in the morning, something where it's right in front of your face, totally do that. But for me, I like mine digitally because then I make them my backgrounds, and I make them on canva.com, which is a free graphic design website. So I get all of my pictures and inspo and things from three places: Google, if it's super specific, Pinterest, lots of inspo there, of course, and Instagram. So on Instagram, I will typically go through, I don't scroll very often, honestly, but I will sometimes, or I'll search specific photos and I save them. You know how you can like bookmark photos and put it into categories? So then when I'm building my vision board, I will screenshot those and then put it on the board. So Instagram is one of them. And then Pinterest is something that I use all of the freaking time. I have a board that's literally labeled billionaire. If you go to my Pinterest, you won't find it because it's private, but I am pinning inspo to that all the freaking time. So I'll go there for pictures. And then I also Google things, like I said, if it's more specific. Right now on my vision board, I have like a check for $1 million. And so I Googled like, you know, blank check. And then I screenshot that, add it into Canva. And then I use Canva to put the text for $1 million over the check, right? So those are where I'm getting all of my inspo pictures. And how I decide what I want on the board is based on what kind of board I'm making. So at any point in time, I usually have one of the two, if not both, vision boards. So one of them is going to be like my big picture vision. And that's actually what I have right now. And so this is like huge, like long-term goals or just things that I want in my life. So like some of the things on my board right now, obviously that $1 million check. So to have like $1 million day, I have a Lamborghini on the board. I have a huge, super glamorous mansion. I have a pick for like dream body inspo. I have getting 50 million downloads on the podcast, Forbes 30 under 30, stuff like that on my board. So these are things that I want to achieve like in my lifetime or in the next 5 to 10 years. And that would be like the big picture one. Or I will have a monthly vision board. And that's something I wanted to talk about, of how often to make them. I love making a new vision board every single month based off of my goals. So the reason why I have the big picture one right now is because I wanted to use that to kind of expand my mind to decide what am I calling in 2021? What are my priorities? What am I focused on? And when I can kind of put together those visuals, it gives me a good representation of what's going on in my head and literally what my focuses and priorities are. But I typically like to have the monthly one because that's connecting with what I'm calling in that specific month. So at the new moon, I will set my intentions and then I will make the vision board with it. So say I wanted to manifest like $50,000 one month, then the check would say $50,000, and maybe I wanted to hit like 100,000 downloads on the podcast. I would make those on the specific 1 month board, okay? So my vision boards are one of the two. It's either the long-term vision one or the monthly board, like I said. And the long-term one, big picture vision, monthly board, obviously your monthly goals. The reason why I do a monthly one is because what we're working on changes all the time. And I don't like to do one for the whole year. That's why I do like the long-term vision one, because I think when we set it, like say you're doing it the last week of December or you're making a board for the year in January, what you think you want at the end of the year, you might not want anymore. And I've found that, especially if I'm making like a print one, like a physical board, if I put something on there that later in the year I no longer care about, or I feel like it was an ego-based thing at the time and it's not aligned, I'm gonna feel less inspired by my vision board. And obviously, if you're doing a digital one, that is super easy to swap out. You can just open up Canva again, change the photo. But if you're doing a physical board for the whole year and then like, you know, 5 or 6 of the things no longer feel aligned, you're not going to be in the energy of successful manifestations. And that's the whole point of having the board. So I find that doing it month to month is the most effective because it's reminding you exactly what you're calling in. It's super specific. And then it gets to change literally every 30 days. And then I want to talk about the actual images I put on these boards. I am a huge advocate, and you probably know this by now, in the concept of having it all of the time. So I'm putting on photos of business goals, money goals, like financial goals outside of business, you know, like savings or maybe investments or real estate. That's something I really want to get into in 2021 is a real estate property. So I have vision board pictures like that. I have trips that I want to go on. I have cars. I have dream body. I have experiences that I want with friends. Like I have a picture at the spa in like robes. That's super cute. I have, I even have a picture on my vision board right now. It's a girl. It's like an illustration. I'm a girl and she has a third eye, obviously in like the spot that your third eye is in, and her makeup is all done. And so her third eye like looks like it has mascara on. And I just thought that was super cute because that kind of represents the spiritual growth that I want to step into, right? And I have a really angelic picture for the angel realm, which is the spiritual dimension I'm playing in right now. So I'm tying in photos of every different area of my life. And I think that's really important. It's really easy for us to make a vision board for like one specific thing, but when you allow yourself to include all of it, you remind yourself that you can manifest all of that all at the same time. And we've talked about that before on the podcast. It's like, you're going to be able to hold different amounts of manifestations as you can hold more space. So this is just training your mind to hold more goals all at once. So those are the photos I have. So like I said, breaking it down, we have 1 of 2 boards, either a long-term vision one or a monthly board. I get all my photos from Pinterest, Instagram, or Google if it's something specific, and I'm including photos of all different goals from every different aspect of my life. And this is why I love having inspo boards on Pinterest, like my billionaire board, because I'm adding to that all the time. And then when it comes to doing like the long-term or the monthly, I can scroll through there and be like, oh yeah, I pinned this. That would be something really cool to work on this month. Like a savings goal, or like maybe I saw a pair of like YSL heels and I was like, oh, that would be a really fun thing to buy this month, and then I can add it on. And you're tying yourself into that magic constantly. So where we are going to make this board a complete game changer for you is making meaning behind every photo that goes on that cute little board of yours, okay? This is something that I teach my clients in one of my programs. It is so effective, and you're gonna feel a lot better after doing your vision board. Have you guys ever made one and you're like, great, just made this vision board, and then you're just like, now what? Doing this exercise I'm about to tell you is going to make you feel that sense of completion after you're done with the whole project, okay? Where you feel like, all right, I'm ready to go. This feels really good. I'm super excited and clear and in this energy of successful manifestations, which again is the whole fucking point of the vision board. But what you're going to do is create a meaning or a why behind every single photo, okay? So let's just look at my vision board I have right now. What's the first thing that stands out to me? Okay, so there's a house on my vision board, this humongous, gorgeous, modern mansion. And so what I would do while making this board is I would have my journal out next to me while I'm working on it. So let's say you have Pinterest open, you have Canva open, and you have your journal open. What you're gonna do when you select a photo is get in your journal and then write like modern mansion dash. So you know what picture you're referencing. This is gonna end up being like your vision board dictionary, okay? And what you wanna do is write what that picture represents to you, what that means for you, how it makes you feel, whatever resonates with you, right? In past tense. So I would write modern mansion, do a little dash. I've manifested the most beautiful mansion. And that's it. It's that simple. And then there's going to be other ones where it's more of like a dreamy, more philosophical kind of thing. So I have a picture on my vision board, which is this girl sitting in a robe, and the back of the robe says, I have to be successful because I like expensive shit. So I would put girl in robe dash and what this means to me. What am I manifesting by putting this picture on my board? And for me, it's this element of success, right? Like manifesting success at every level. And so I would put girl in robe dash, I manifested the most successful year of my life. And you can make that even more specific if you feel called. We had an episode on success a couple weeks back, and remind yourself, what does success mean to you? But you're going to make a meaning out of all of them. If you have something on your board, like a Louis Vuitton bag, why do you want to manifest that bag? What is that bag representing for you? And you can take it that deep. Or you can have a picture of a girl in front of the Eiffel Tower, and it can be, this is manifesting my dream trip. But the more descriptive you get about the feelings, the emotions behind the photos, the more potent that energy is going to be. Because you can look at it and say, oh yeah, here's a picture of a mansion. I manifested my dream mansion, and that's all good and great. But imagine if you were writing out, I manifested the mansion of my dreams with the love of my life. I got the most modern furniture. Our lights are white and bright, and I feel so magical. I feel so bougie in the house. And this just represents so much growth and expansion and success and happiness. Then you're going to feel some type of way when you look at your vision board. Because first of all, you just wrote all of that in past tense, which we're going to get into in a minute. Second of all, you have this image that represents the exact thing that you want or super similar. And three, now your brain associates that image with the thing that you just wrote. And so every time you see the image, you're going to remember the things that you wrote. It's kind of like when we charge our crystals with certain intentions. And then when you're with that crystal, that intention is just fueling you and you are fueling it. Okay. And why we write all of this in past tense? It's because it's going to turn on that reticular activating system in your mind. This is the part of your brain that literally works for you. That the way it works is like, say you do something, you're saying something, you're writing something, it's in past tense. And you're like, I manifested a free coffee. Your brain takes whatever you say is true. So your brain's like, great, we manifested a free coffee. Cool. But if you didn't manifest a free coffee or you haven't yet, your brain's gonna be like, okay, you just said we manifested a free coffee, but it's not here yet. And so that turns on the reticular activating system to go look for that free coffee, therefore create that free coffee with you. And so when we're doing this with our vision boards and putting it in past tense, our brain is literally going, oh my gosh, you manifested your dream mansion? But you're living here right now. So like we have to go out and find this dream mansion and like manifest that to make it true. Because your brain always wants to prove you to be right. And it doesn't matter if you say a positive affirmation or a negative complaint, your brain will always try to prove you right. So when we say these things in past tense, the brain's one, going out and looking at it for you and helping call it towards you, and two, proving it right to the exact thing that you wrote down. This makes your manifestations and your vision board exponentially more effective because there's something behind it other than just pretty pictures. So when I look at my vision board and I see the logo of a podcasting network, I see that and I think, okay, yeah, that represents me getting signed to a podcast network in 2021. But what that really looks like and reminds me of is everything I've written and scripted and visualized around that network. I've literally done visualizations of me walking in the doors to the network and sitting down with my own branded mic and like having a cute little room to record with guests and gifts and fancy branded water bottles and that whole experience. So when I look at my vision board, it's no longer just a logo of something that I want. It's a whole experience that I instantly think of. And then there are more physical things, right? Like I have a Lamborghini truck, like a Lambo truck on my board. And I look at that and I'm like, yes, I want a Lambo truck. But what does that represent to me? What does the image of the Lambo truck on there mean to me? And for me, that's like next level fucking bougie. Because that car is like $250,000. For just the car, $250,000 before tax, right? So when I look at that image, I don't just think Lambo truck dash, I bought my dream Lamborghini. I think, wow, I became the version of myself that could handle massive amounts of money to the point where I had so much overflow, I paid in full for my Lambo truck. And it felt fucking bougie and it felt so next level. And I feel so free and hot and confident driving my fucking Lamborghini to the coffee shop, right? Like I think of all of that and that I'm literally smiling as I'm saying all of this because it makes you feel so good. And the past tense just turns on your brain and it wants to work with you. Your brain wants to work with you to make this stuff happen. And so when you are looking at your vision board after doing all of this, right? After doing all of the images, getting the inspo, your goals, writing down meaning, your board means so much more to you than just pictures on a page. Because you've gone through each one and you said, this means something to me. This isn't just like, oh, like cute flowers or like a pretty tattoo I want or, oh, a stack of cash. Like even those kinds of pictures, like a stack of cash. Let's see, do I have one on here? Yeah, I literally have one of like $50 bills and rubber bands. Like that doesn't just mean cash. Like for me, it's like I have manifested a massive amount of overflow into my life where I can pay everything with ease. I can make investments with ease. I can spend my money on, you know, coaches and courses. I can spend my money on bags. I can spend my money on new cars and boats. I can help out my family members. I can hire my friends. That's what that means to me. A massive amount of overflow, not just cash on a vision board. Because if there aren't emotions behind it, how is it supposed to manifest, right? Everything we ever want in our lives is because it makes us feel some type of way. So if you are not creating that feeling behind all of these images, what's the fucking point? What is the point? And this is such a simple thing that people don't think about. This is really going to change the game for you, right? So remember, we're making this board, you're getting your inspo pictures, you're making the meaning. So you're going to have your little dictionary in your journal of what all of these mean to you. And you don't have to look at it every day. Maybe every once in a while you'll go back and read it over. Maybe you do want to read that list every day. But you just want to invoke those feelings every time you look at your board. And that goes into the next thing that I wanted to talk about is how often to look at your vision board. Like I said earlier, I look at mine every single day. It is the background for my phone lock screen. It is the background for my phone home screen. And it's the background for my computer. So what I do in Canva when I'm making these boards is I do it desktop size. And so it's the perfect dimensions for my computer home screen. And then I send it or like airdrop it to my phone. And then I just put it sideways on my phone. And that fits the dimensions perfectly. This is great because in this day and age, oftentimes the first thing we're doing in the morning is grabbing our phones. Whether you're getting on your phone or you're turning off an alarm. Same thing right before bed. Maybe you're scrolling on TikTok or maybe you're on Facebook or maybe you're setting your alarm for the next day. And that's the last thing that you look at. Might as well utilize that and put your vision board there to be in front of your face all day, every day. Another thing that I love about this is making it your background because you get to start to look at what you're triggered around. One thing that I used to be super uncomfortable with at the beginning of my journey was if other people saw my vision board. This is a long, long time ago. I had like an income goal on my board. I think the very first number amount I put on my vision board was like $50,000. And I remember feeling so self-conscious if anybody looked at my phone, because I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna see this board of this like girl in Bali and this girl with an elephant and this first class flight and this Louis bag and this Range Rover and like the numbers 50,000. Like people are gonna think I'm fucking crazy. And I was so self-conscious about it. If you are self-conscious about the things on your board, you have to work through that. Somebody could grab my phone right now and look at the vision board and be like, oh my God, $1 million? How the fuck are you gonna do that? And I will just laugh in their face. Like, I literally don't care what they think about any of it on the board because I feel so solid in what everything means, all the emotions behind it, and what everything stands for me. But if you don't feel that way, this is another opportunity to look at your limiting beliefs and your shadow. Like, back in the day when I had that 50,000 on there, if somebody looked at that and had asked me, how are you gonna do it? I would have felt super uncomfortable. I would have been like, I'm not really sure. It's just like a nice, cute little goal. And I would have said a bunch of fluffy shit to like overcompensate for the lack of confidence I had. Okay, so that's another great reason why we make this our backgrounds, because if somebody looks at it, are you embarrassed? And which ones are you embarrassed around? For me, it was the number amount, the money. And why was I embarrassed about money? Why did I feel self-conscious about wanting money? Because I was making that mean something about myself. That, oh, like maybe they're gonna think I'm crazy if they think I'm gonna get that much money, or they're gonna make up this idea that I would never be successful enough and blah, 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 blah. All of these things that we think other people are gonna think are judgments we really have on ourselves. It's all just a big mirror, a big reflection. So this is amazing because it's like now our vision boards are these beautiful visuals of our dreams and our goals. It has our monthly goals and our long-term vision right in front of us all the time. It has beautiful meaning and emotion behind all of it. And we get to see what we're triggered around. Maybe on your vision board, something you're super self-conscious about is like there's a bikini model and you're like, oh my God, I'm so uncomfortable if people see this, like because maybe they're going to think I'm never going to look like that, or maybe they're going to think I can never lose that kind of weight. Beautiful. That's what you think about yourself. That's what you think about yourself. And you think other people are going to think it because you are the one thinking it. So there is deep, deep work that gets to go hand in hand with this that I am obsessed with. I am so addicted to finding these little leaks in my human consciousness and completely eliminating that. This is going to change the freaking game for you. So one other thing that I want to talk about, well, is I'm going to give you guys two different hacks or kind of rituals, practices that you can use with your board that I really, really love. Okay. So one of them is kind of a visualization practice. And what I do in my morning routine is I always get coffee first thing in the morning. Me and my boyfriend go on a walk, we grab coffee, we come back. I usually make breakfast. So I have breakfast and I sit there and I have my vision board up on my computer. I instantly open my computer and I turn on my subliminals right away. We've talked about this. I have a playlist on my YouTube channel. And just find me on YouTube under Michaela J. I have a playlist on my YouTube channel that is just called Bad Bitch Subliminals. So I turn those on, but then I minimize YouTube and I just have the background, my vision board up. I eat my breakfast looking at it and then I do my journaling with it up. So it's like a fully immersive experience because there I am journaling about my thoughts and things for the day. I'm also hearing these subliminals that are reprogramming my subconscious. And my direct view is this vision board, which puts me into next level energy, makes me feel some type of way when I look at it. And I'm just always, you know, it's just right in front of me. And then after I do my journaling, this is just my morning practice, I go and I do 10 minutes of visualization. And one thing that I've been loving before visualization is writing down, like, what is it that I'm visualizing today? Because I like to imagine myself in the future and like being there in that experience in my visualizations. So I will look at the board and I'll say, what part of this do I want to visualize today? A couple of days ago, one thing that I visualized was the podcast network thing. So I have like a logo for a podcast network on my vision board. So I visualized what it would be like to walk into that office and have that whole experience. And then today when I was planning out what I wanted to visualize, I was looking at my board and I have this picture of a little like bistro table that's in Paris. Like you can tell it's in Paris. And there are all of these designer bags after like a shopping spree on the chairs and on the ground and on the table. And so I was like, oh, like I'm going on a trip to Florida at the end of the month to celebrate my birthday. And I'm like, that's like the vibe. Like I want it to be a super bougie trip. I want to do some shopping. I want it to be like cute and fun. And get to sit like outdoor at restaurants since we can't do that in LA. And so I was like, okay, that's what I'm going to visualize. So you're actively bringing the vision board and all of these practices, and it makes my daily ritual feel super complete because I'm not just making this vision board and like leaving it on the wall and like never looking at it, or I'm not just putting it on the background of my phone and just leaving it there. I'm actively working with it, because if you're not, like, yeah, it's going to be great to have around, but if you're not even using it, how do you expect it to do anything for you, right? From then, it's just like, if you're not using it, it's just a fun craft, which totally do that if you want. But I want to get effective results from mine. So I will go through this little process again. This is just the morning routine I'm doing right now. I walk and grab coffee, and then I sit down to do my journaling and breakfast. And so I will open up my computer, turn on subliminals, and then I minimize YouTube. So I'm just looking at the vision board, which is the background of my computer. And then I do my journaling. I kind of look at the images, and sometimes I'll journal around limiting beliefs I have about the different things on the board and wrap up whatever I'm journaling on. And then right before I do my visualization, I look at the board and I pick out what area I want to visualize that day. So that's a practice that I love to use for it. And then another vision kind of hack or practice or ritual that I wanted to share with you guys is when you're doing this, whether it's the long-term vision board or the monthly one, you're going to be getting really clear on these goals, because obviously you're writing out the reason you're putting each of the pictures on the board. One thing that I did in 2019 that worked really well for me, and I kind of just fell off, didn't do it for 2020, but I'm gonna do this again this year, is get clear on what those goals are. And this might be on the long-term scale or the monthly scale, remember, but you're going to write down all of these goals in the past tense, and you're going to record them as a voice note on your phone, which is great because you're already writing it all down, and you're already writing it all down in past tense. So we're just taking it one step further and voice recording yourself reading these to yourself. And what you're going to do with that is, first thing in the morning when you wake up, you're going to listen to that voice note. And last thing before bed, you're going to listen to it again. And you're going to do that every day for the month, or until you're sick of hearing your long-term vision and you want to make changes. I did this in 2019, and the things that I recorded in the voice note manifested so quickly. It was absolutely insane. I literally had to re-record it after like 3 months because so much of it had manifested so quickly. So I love doing that because, again, you're just activating all the work you did with the vision board to the next level. And while you're listening to the voice note, you could even have your vision board up on your computer and just be like looking at the vision board while you're hearing all of this to get all of the senses kind of entangled. And if you want to be super extra, you can even ask yourself, like, okay, in this vision board life, what perfume are you wearing? Can you get like a sample of it? Can you buy that? Can you like smell that while you're listening and looking at this? Like, oh, are you having a coffee like in these scenarios in your vision board? Can you like have the perfume on, listen to the voice note, look at the vision board and drink a coffee? Like, how can we tie in every single sense to make it a fully immersive experience? Because when you do that, you're gonna see next level fucking results, okay? So the biggest things to take away from this is make your vision board if you have not yet. And if you've already made one and you love it, perfect. Just make that little dictionary that we are talking about, making a meaning or a reason behind every single image, writing it down in your journal and writing that in past tense. I promise you, you're going to feel so much better about your vision board after, because there are really those emotions tied to it, okay? And then you're going to put it on all of your backgrounds so you can look at it all the time, and you're going to ask yourself, if somebody saw the vision board would you be embarrassed? Like, what would you feel uncomfortable with them looking at? Is there maybe a check on the board that you think would be super uncomfortable? Is it a body picture? Is it like first class travel and you're like afraid that people are going to judge you for like paying extra? You know, what is it? If anything, is there something that makes you uncomfortable if somebody else saw it? And remember, that's just a mirror of yourself judging yourself, of you judging yourself. So that brings up some really great shadow work that you can work on. But then from there, you get to tie all of this into your daily rituals, like having your vision board up while you're journaling, using it to guide what your visualization is going to be, and also taking it a step further with that voice note. This is going to be so next level. I'm super excited for you guys to listen to this. I know you're going to love all of these practices so freaking much. Okay, so share your vision board with me on Instagram stories, tag me, I would love to see, or post it inside of our free Facebook group. Everybody loves sharing vision boards in there from time to time, so that would be a really fun thread that we can start, and I can't wait to hear what you think of all these different tips and tricks. Don't forget, I have the free masterclass going down next week. Go to the show notes and sign up right away. It's free, you just need to put in your name, your email, you'll get all the info, and I'll see you there. And I'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out michaelaj.com. See you next week.